Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
2011 preseason All-American list, and I bet Anthony Davis ain't on it. And I bet he probably wasn't on the All-SEC preseason All-SEC list. Terrence Jones was the one getting all the love for Kentucky. He was the one on all the lists.
And James Strebel.
Mish, I follow the effing team, bro. You don't. You are 10 years old. You don't even know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Whenever Strebel gets mad, he goes to the bro. That's when I know that we have a serious war on our hands.
Yeah, it's true. It's
every single time.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard the promo there. Lou City back in action on Saturday. Memphis is in town. Memphis at Lou City, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. It's right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And don't forget Soccer City coming up on Thursday at 6 o'clock right here on 680, 105.7. Jason Entz did tell me today he's going to question coaching on Thursday.
Whoa.
He's going to question coaching. So there you go. Look at, I almost got Mitch to smile. He smiled. There he goes.
There he is.
Well, let's dive into this real quick.
Yeah.
Mitch, why are you? I mean, you have, I have received many messages today. What's going on with Mitch? What is it with Donovan Mitchell? You were right about one tweet about the, you know, we'll get to that at some point. So where is your head right now? And I don't totally understand the Donovan Mitchell stuff coming from you. So help me right now. Help me help you.
I mean, a little bit is because I'm salty that the Jazz beat the Grizzlies. But
well,
I
don't like the Grizzlies that. I was
scrolling through Twitter and just the unabashed love of Donovan Mitchell before the game even started is, oh, Donnie's going to drop 50 tonight. Like, Donnie's in playoff mode. Like, he's going to go off tonight against the Clippers.
And he did.
And then I'm leaving St. Louis. I hop on 64.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, the Jazz game is on tonight. Let me check the score. Check the score. The Jazz are down, and I noticed because Ennis was complaining on Twitter, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
So the Jazz must be losing, so let me check the score, and I saw that Luke Kennard was going off, and that the Jazz were losing by like 7 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
So as I'm driving down I-64.
The first quarter means nothing in
at
the
midnight,
NBA.
You know, I feel like putting a snarky tweet out there and being like, maybe Luke Kennard's proven himself why he got drafted before Donnie.
Yeah.
And I knew that'd get Louisville Twitter angry. And so I wasn't following the game at all because I was driving. And then when I wake up this morning, I'm telling you guys, I must have had like 100 Twitter notifications.
Oh, I'm sure.
This morning. And I was like, all right, I guess the Jazz came back and won. I saw Donnie scored 45.
Had 45.
And so, I mean, it's just.
You said he's a fringe all-star, too.
Because he is.
But
that's what his career is going to be defined by.
Oh, no. He's not made Donovan Mitchell the next great player.
No,
by
let
saying
him go.
That.
Let him go. We can't help him. Big boy swimming on this one.
I'm in agreement with Shaquille O'Neal and a lot of other national media that I don't think he has what it takes with the Jazz to win a championship. So, and I don't think he's ever going to win an MVP either. I think he's just going to be one of those guys that has those NBA career. He makes 5 or 6 All-Star games, and that's pretty much it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, that's what I think John Morant's going to do. I don't think John Morant's going to win anything in the NBA. He won Rookie of the Year.
Donovan Mitchell's going to be a Hall of Famer.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he will be. If he spends his entire career with the Jazz, I don't think he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Here's the problem.
Some of it has to do with the Jazz.
It's not Donovan Mitchell. It's the Louisville fans. That's what's killing you.
Yes.
It is. And because I understand the unabashed love for Lamar. Because Lamar won the Heisman Trophy, the most prestigious trophy you can win in college football.
Right.
He won the MVP in the NFL, one of the most prestigious awards you can win in the National Football League. And he's made the Ravens a legitimate Super Bowl contender for as long as he's there. What the hell has Donnie done?
Oh, man.
Besides just being from Louisville.
It's just darts, man.
Yeah, you're making
Streeble cringe.
Street, do you not agree with me?
No, I do, but
no,
I just...
No, you don't. Streeble hasn't seen Donovan Mitchell play 3 minutes in the NBA.
No, I do agree with his take about Lamar Jackson. Like his impact at Louisville was way more than Donovan Mitchell's impact at Louisville. Like, Donovan Mitchell's impact at Louisville was nothing.
Okay.
Like, not a thing.
Well, I agree while he was in school.
While he's in school. Donovan Mitchell's different.
But, man, there's part of me that thinks Donovan Mitchell long term is going to do more than Lamar Jackson, because I don't know. I think there should be more unabashed love for Jair
Alexander than Donovan Mitchell. I feel like Jair Alexander has accomplished more in his career than Donovan Mitchell.
Oh please!
I mean, Donovan, like the stat I keep getting thrown at me is his points per game in the playoffs. Okay, that's fine. His career is very young, and a lot of those games in the playoff were the bubble. And you know the bubble situation is kind of viewed as kind of fraudulent, is it not?
Charles Barkley is very strong on that, yes.
Yeah. Well, so,
I mean, the Miami Heat sure proved that.
Yeah, the Lakers kind of did.
So, and then in the West, the Lakers are gone. You know, the established powerhouses in the West are not there. So what's the excuse of the Jazz losing the second round to the Clippers?
I would agree. That's why I said it's the summer of Donnie. I mean, if Donnie were to play in the Olympics, and again, I don't know where that is. If he plays in the Olympics and gets to the NBA Finals and doesn't win but balls out in the NBA Finals, and people say, well, you know, he didn't win. You know, the Nets won, and KD's going to be the MVP or whatever. Sure. Kyrie's the MVP. But if you went to a losing, like Donovan Mitchell could win the MVP and be a loser in that series.
Yeah, no, it just was funny to me that it 17 hours ago, Mitch, maybe Luke Kennard did deserve to get drafted before Donnie. And then, like, at that exact moment, like, Donovan Mitchell started going off.
He's one of the most likable players in the NBA.
And I don't know about that.
What national media doesn't back Donovan Mitchell? It's only like, was it Charles Barkley or Shaq?
It's only Shaq.
I mean, no one takes the Jazz seriously.
Yeah, but that's not Donovan Mitchell's fault.
Well, he's the face of the Jazz.
They're the number, what are they, the number two seed, the number one seed?
They're the number one
number
seed.
One seed was,
and
safe.
No one believes in them to win a championship.
That's fine, but they're
I don't
the
think
number one
believes
seed.
In them to make the finals. I can't believe they're forcing me to root for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, man.
I hate this series.
It's Louisville fans.
The Clippers
it's
and Jazz.
Is the state of Louisville?
Makes me want to vomit.
Is a biscuit?
Everywhere.
Who is it? Is it blank?
I think it's Ennis. He said he battled Ennis more than anybody.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be Ennis.
It's just Louisville Twitter just trying to make Donovan Mitchell the greatest thing ever. And I get it. He's a great advocate for the city. He sends shoes to the players.
He does.
I mean, he's got his own brand.
He's a great ambassador. Well, give him a little bit of time. Like a couple years.
How much time does he need?
I don't know.
Fifth year in NBA.
I was going to ask you something, but I can't remember what it was.
I mean, it would be better if Louisville had a few more worthwhile NBA players so we could spread that love around a little
and
bit.
What is him being an ambassador for Louisville basketball? They stunk.
What did Lamar do? What did Lamar do for
Louisville
football?
Nothing. I mean,
nothing. The coach got fired. They didn't make a big bowl
and that's
game,
where,
and they haven't capitalized on any of the recruiting. They don't have a damn quarterback.
And that's where my other tweet.
They don't have a mother bleeping quarterback.
And that's where my other tweet comes in when the Ravens social media editor or whatever.
Oh, boy.
It's like imagine Donovan being a college student and Donovan Mitchell and Lamar Jackson plays for your teams. I was like, all right, I was a student. It sucked. We went 8-5 every year and flamed down the second round of the tournament.
Yeah, that's
I mean, and then Louisville fans came over to Hill with me on that.
You were 100% right on that, by the way.
And they're like, it was so, like, yeah, I mean, it was cool watching Lamar win the Heisman. It was cool having an exciting offense, but we never did anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, I
you're right on that. I agree with some of the biggest talents that they've had, especially recently. The win loss record
as long as Louisville can keep profiting at Lamar and Donnie sends them shoes. As long as we have those two things, you know, everything's all right.
Everything's good.
Texas says, "Is Mitch a Louisville fan or not? Just enjoy something, dude."
Like I said, I enjoy the infatuation with Lamar. I understand the infatuation with Lamar. When people get so upset when people criticize Lamar, I don't understand it with Donovan Mitchell.
Texas says Donovan Mitchell has been in the playoffs every season. He's been in the NBA. Should have been Rookie of the Year. Won the dunk contest. The only game your Grizz won, he wasn't in. Texas says Mitch is a hater. That's his life problem.
Wow.
Texas says Mitch cries a lot. Texas says for Da City. Texas says over Da Hill. Texas says Mitch is butthurt because Donnie stepped on the court and beat one of the great best defensive teams in the NBA by himself.
I mean, there is. Yeah.
I mean, what are the Grizzlies? Yeah,
well, no,
they're
talking right? about the Clippers.
Who are they talking about? Okay, the Clippers.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they're talking about Clippers. Yeah, because Kawhi can lock people down.
Texas says, "Is Donovan loyal in his relationships like Ja is?" It's a great question.
That's a good point. I mean, is
I mean,
he or not?
Do we need to pull the maid sound in the bubble?
Oh yeah.
People forget about that?
Wait. Catch me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You remember. So you remember.
I remember a little bit, yeah.
Man, what happened?
Yeah.
There was an accidental leaked IG video on Donovan Mitchell, and there you could hear faint moaning in the background.
Yeah.
And
in the bubble.
And the rumor was it was, you know, either he snuck someone in, or if it was one of the hotel maids.
What do you think? He snuck someone in.
Do you think
Donovan had relations with a maid in a hotel room?
I mean, when you're
Google,
in a bubble,
Google
you're not
Donovan
around people.
Mitchell maid, and things will come up.
I guess we need to. I kind of want to take a break right now just to go find that sound.
I mean, when you're
now I remember it. God, why didn't we talk more about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you're a young man stuck in a bubble and, you know,
you're rich and famous.
Thank
you. Yes. You're right.
Happen.
Texas says Mitch's take is weaker than Murray's nightlife. Texas says nobody wants NBA takes from somebody from Callaway County.
I just can't. This is what I'm going to do. It's what I've advised Strebel to do. It's what I do when people come at me for the Reds. I'm just going to sit back, let it play out.
Yeah.
And if it turns out that I'm right and the Jazz lose this series or the Western Conference finals, you know, I can't wait to see what the excuses are going
to
be
for
Donnie
and
crew.
So he has to win the championship is what you're saying. I mean, that's
solidify.
That's the standard you're giving him.
He's just got to do something.
He is doing something. Last night he did something.
I mean, he's carrying his
team.
He's
carrying a team. It's one dude. I mean, I know you.
It's one game in the series.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, but you were also boastful calling for a sweep after the Grizzlies won one game last series.
And that was me being a troll. When Ja had his career night against the Jazz, did I come on here and say that he was going to be the next Michael Jordan? Did I come here and say he was going to be a Hall of Famer? No, I didn't.
Texas says, quit Mitching and just enjoy Donnie Love. Texas says, Mitch has been around you KSR West losers. He's now a hater. Oh, it's my fault.
Pass
the blame.
Yeah, the KRS
You millennial,
West.
nothing's your fault. Texas says, I lost brain cells listening to that. Texas says, his shoes are horrible. But how many NBA players have their own shoe?
A lot.
Texas says, Mitch is right on this one.
Oh, wow. A rare agreeance from a little, well, probably Louisville fan.
Texas says, same guys bragging on Mitchell are cutting on UK players for not doing anything in the NBA.
This is a good point. This is a really good point.
Well, the point is, and Mitchell is probably in college or still in Callaway County, is when Cal got here, Louisville fans didn't want NBA players, Mitch.
They didn't want them.
They didn't want the NBA players. They wanted to get to know everybody.
4 years.
And they made fun of Kentucky fans for having NBA players and caring about that.
Calling them hired guns.
Yeah, and now things have changed.
Yeah, things. All of a sudden, Louisville fans are interested in the NBA because they have one player worth a damn in the NBA. So now they're interested. No, Andy's exactly right. When Cal showed up and we had John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Brandon Knight, the list goes on and on and on. Oh, this is terrible for college basketball. Here, Louisville's L1C4, we care about our players. We want to know them. We care about the name on the front of the jersey.
It's true,
not
Mitch.
On the back. It was sickening.
Mitch,
it's
so
now,
true.
And now all these people lecturing you, we don't care about the NBA. We only like college basketball. The NBA, they don't play defense. The NBA isn't fun to watch. There are no fundamentals. There's no coaching in the NBA. All you frauds. Damon, I'm backing Mitch. Mitch, I got your back.
Stop.
You fraud.
No,
Love it, Donnie.
There we go.
BS. You don't like it. No, you can't. You're not allowed to like Donovan Mitchell. You are not allowed to like. If you
Texter, who is the number
asses,
one seed in the West? It's because of Donovan Mitchell. Did that person not realize Donovan Mitchell missed the last 3 weeks of the season and the rest of the Jazz clinched the one seed without him?
I'm just saying that everybody on here, if you ever criticize Kentucky or John Calipari for NBA players, you're not allowed to enjoy Donovan Mitchell. You're not allowed. That goes, Ennis, do we have Ennis sound or Ennis blogs?
I don't
crushing
know.
Kentucky
I don't have an Ennis blog.
In the NBA, he
I don't
can't
know.
Battle Mitch.
Why are you going at Ennis?
There's nothing wrong about having a career where you make a few all-star games, but you don't win anything, and that's fine. That's what you just got to understand. That's going to be Donovan Mitchell.
I don't. This is great. I want to be clear here. I don't agree with them. I think Donovan Mitchell is. I mean, I think Donovan Mitchell is. I don't know if I want to call him the next D Wade, but there's no doubt. When the Donnie needs help, I swear to you, it's just because. It's because of the Louisville fan on Twitter. I'm telling you, Mitch, that's what's infesting your mind right now.
It probably is.
Yeah. It is. I'm telling you. You just need to. You need to take a deep breath. Texter says in the series. Texter says. There's so many coming.
I bet they're firing away right now.
Texter says John Wall, Cousins, Davis, and Randall have all been bums that never made the playoffs for UK fans to feel excited about.
Well, DeMarcus Cousins is in the playoffs right now, and Julius Randle is just in the playoffs, and they all have max contracts.
Did Anthony Davis win an MVP?
Well, he won the title last year.
And a gold medal, and yeah, so check next time, fact-check yourself before you tweet something or text something dumb like that. They all got max contracts and had all-star. All the things that you're praising Donovan Mitchell for, which he hasn't done yet, you're crushing Kentucky players for it. A little bit of minutia of research on something. Come on.
Texas says Donovan is a stone-cold killer.
He was really good last night. I'm not taking that away from him at all. 45 points is awesome.
Well, my thing with it, and the reason I disagree with you, is... not to measure the greatness, and he needs to do some more winning in the postseason. And obviously, we know that other guys need to as well. Damian Lillard needs to as well. Mm-hmm. Is Donovan, to me, seems like a rather accessible and proud of U of L guy that while he didn't win anything here, he also didn't get in trouble. I know it sounds bad, but Louisville had so many years that were tainted,
right?
Quite frankly, I mean the fact that anyone would want to back a team with Shane Bohannon and Chris Jones on it is to me just it's foreign to me. And Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell, and I mean some of those guys were like just straight up like some of the NCAA stuff, they carry some of that burden.
Well, they got banned for a while.
And so you have, you know, Donovan Mitchell, who seemingly a good dude, who is accessible, who wants to put on that he went to U of L.
Right. They don't have any of those guys.
I feel that about him, that if you ask me, everyone would immediately go to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I would go to Donovan Mitchell. That's just me. When I say Louisville and
a professional player,
word association with a professional player, I would go with Donovan Mitchell, and he's done seemingly the right things.
He and Devin Booker are very similar in that way. I mean, two guys that were really good in college, but I don't think anybody expected them to be as good as they are professionally. And like Mitch said, I mean, Devin Booker's had some nice games, some nice points, and scored at a high clip, but he hasn't done anything of note yet. So I equate those two similarly.
I would think his likability would be a little bit more if he wasn't on the Jazz. Like, if he was legit on any other team. The Jazz are a joke in the NBA.
No one cares.
That's true.
Yeah, I would agree with
the middle of Utah.
Listen, I agree with Mitch on that one. I mean, he needs... If he could get to the finals and they would lose in like five games, but he's averaging 38 a game, mm-hmm. right? And you can obviously see that there's KD and there's Kyrie and James Harden and Donovan Mitchell's right there and making shots that they're making.
And he's staying up with them at their pace.
I'm not saying that Mitch is right that he needs those moments.
Right.
He hasn't had those moments. And I would also say there's a bunch of players that also haven't had those moments.
Sure.
Texas says, how the hell was Sweeney leading the charge for Donnie? It's a great question. Texas says, Strebel Randall didn't do anything in the playoffs.
He didn't. No, he was bad. I agree with you there. I'm not saying he did something in playoffs, but you just pretending like no Kentucky basketball player ever made the playoffs in the NBA is stupid. It was stupid.
Texas says 64% of game one winners went out on the series. Mitch, you're a bum.
That dude has texted in so many different percentages. Like, it went from 37% to like 45% to now 64%.
You know, he's adjusting his numbers a little bit.
Texas says, name a team in the NBA that's won a title with just one player. Mitch wants Mitchell to win by himself. It's terrible.
I thought they beefed up that roster.
You did a good job, though, Mitch. I mean, people aren't happy right now.
I really don't understand why it angers so many people. And it's, I'm not going to lie, it's fun. It's fun trolling Louisville Twitters with Donnie on Twitter.
It's because they don't have anybody else.
I get enjoyment out of it. But I do not for the life of me understand why it makes so many people upset when this dude gave him nothing in college.
That's your best take
That's a different discussion than, hey, go win something in the NBA.
Yeah, those are two different topics, but, I mean, that's your strongest take on all of this. It's like he really didn't do anything at Louisville. He did nothing.
Texas says people cared about Stockton and Malone. the guy's right. It's also musty.
I mean, those
it's
shorts.
It's also musty.
Those uniforms they had with the mountains on them. Oh.
Texas says your guy Matty Bangs got himself a New York Knicks track suit and wore it to OVW.
Did he really?
How about that?
I guess he's a Knicks fan. I don't know. Good for Matt. Good for Matt.
Texas says the Mavs with Dirk in 2011. I mean, didn't they have Jason Kidd, who's a Hall of Famer?
They had Jason Kidd. I mean,
Sean Marion.
Yeah, Sean Marion's on that team. Was it Jason Terry, I believe? A good 3-point shooter.
JT.
Yeah, absolutely. That team was really good. I mean, get out of here. That's a good team.
My throat just made an odd noise.
I'm
sorry.
You belched.
Did you hear my throat made an odd noise?
Yeah, I heard about you belched.
You thought I belched into the mic? I should have. I don't know. The listener probably didn't hear that, but it did. It made an odd noise.
It was like,
it's like a frog.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a toad.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Ah, boy. Give me the Maben on Donovan Mitchell today. Give me the Donnie.
Give me
the Donnie boy. Let's go. Let's hear it. Let's go.
So we're going to have a little bit of that conversation. Donnie boy! Donnie boy!
Brian Hall.
Makes me want to vomit.
But it really bothers you.
I just can't believe, I just don't understand how it bothers you.
If we
can
just
much.
Stop with the Donnie, like if we can just call him Donovan, or like I'll even accept Spida, but I don't know where the hell Donnie came from, but it's just.
Actually, it's a good point. I wonder if. Like, does anyone call him Donnie?
No.
Like, does his family call him Donnie? Do his teammates?
He's got to be thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Or Louisville Twitter? Is that the only thing? I'm asking, like, seriously. Like, I agree with you on the Donnie thing.
No, no one on, like, no one in the NBA or Twitter for the Jazz, no one calls him Donnie.
That. It's just Louisville
Twitter. It's Spida.
Yeah.
It's Spida Mitchell.
Here's the biggest issue that Mitch has. I want you to know that the man who backs you is Strebel.
Yeah.
So just know all those crap takes that Strebel's given.
He's been proving right, though.
Well, this is the other thing that he was ranting around the office about. Strebel's been right on a couple things.
I have, and I know people don't want to admit that.
People don't want to hear
it. But that's fine. I was correct.
Do we want to take a quick break? On the other end, we have that Luke McCaffrey sound. You want to do that?
Oh, I can't wait, yes.
And Scott Satterfield said something we got to get to. We do that next. It's ESPN 680. It's 105.7. It's a Wednesday, hanging out until 6 o'clock. Oh, goodness. I have to cool the studio down. Oh, boy. There you go. Your mic's not on. BJ Heating and Cooling. If you want to cool your studio down at home, they're on call, whether it be for your business or your home, 24/7, 365 for any emergency. They provide free estimates on replacement units and upfront pricing. And that's who's been in my home. They've been in Strebel's home as well. BJHeatCool.com is the website. And the phone number is 812-283-7221. And right now, guys, we've been telling you for so long, over a year now, about the Bryant Mini Splits. Because right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. And if you have those rooms that are uncomfortable, tough to cool down in the summer, they'll take care of you with a Bryant Mini Split. It's a quiet and efficient way to cool those rooms down, save money, and also get that... Get that comfort back, baby. Get that comfort back. 812-283-7221. Family-owned business. Been around since 1984. Have them help you today. Find out how they can help you at bjheatcool.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Donnie decided to stay there. He could have went anywhere. He could have went to the Knicks. Could have went anywhere.
Are they patting him on the back and saying, way to get the bag, Donnie? Are they still going to cry and complain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Donnie needs help.
And James Strebel.
You deserve it.
The blue arrow was just shooting those arrows. It's boom, 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 right to Donovan Mitchell's heart. Oh!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, goodness. It's a busy Wednesday here on ESPN 680 105.7. Reminder, coming up tonight after us, well, a little bonus hour, a shortened bonus hour, which I'm sure Mitch will have to get ready at 5:58. And then after that, at 6:40, Reds and Brewers. You notice the Reds, they did everything they could against the Cardinals, and then what happened? They got beat down by the Brewers.
Just lose automatically next game.
And you knew they were going to do it. The safest bet was last night the Cardinals losing because Mitchell Hannigan was in attendance, and we need to start sending you around. I thought about this.
We talked about this yesterday.
We need to start sending you around, and like, you need to get paid for your services to put a curse on other teams. Like, you need to.
Actually, I would love that.
You could get some money off that.
Send me to Utah.
Yeah, there you go, boom.
No, but you that's the thing, though. You pivoting against the Jazz has only, like, the more you hate them, the more I'm sure they're going to the NBA Finals.
That's a good point, yeah.
Like, I really feel that in my bones. I am a believer. I swear, I'm like an apostle that saw Jesus walk on water. Do you understand, or is it a disciple?
No,
whichever one.
Same, interchangeable.
Yeah, okay, interchangeable. I am a disciple that has seen the water be turned to wine, if you will. And Mitch is the bad luck Jesus.
He is
what I'm trying to say.
I love that bad luck Jesus.
Put that on a t-shirt.
It should be a hashtag bad luck Jesus in Mitch's face. That's so
okay,
good.
So do we want to get into this? I mean, it's another thing we got to get into.
Which one?
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Well, we have went too long today, and I'm trying to space out the show. So I'm not just talking about Satterfield was on with Diener and everything with that.
For 3 hours, right.
For 3 hours,
sure.
Because God bless, you've heard my take on the quarterback situation. We'll get into that in a half an hour. What's the guy at Barstool? Is it Reegs?
Yeah, Barstool Reegs.
Is that his name, though? Is it Reegs?
It's Reagan.
But his name on Barstool is Reegs.
Yeah, Barstool, R-E-A-G-S.
Okay, and he's a Kentucky fan, yes?
Yes, from what I understand, yes. I'm not that familiar with him.
I think he is. Mitch, help us here. You are the guy here.
He only tweets about Kentucky and Louisville, and it's always positive for Kentucky, it's always negative for Louisville.
Okay, well, there you go. That sounds like every other blog in the area. Yes.
Right.
So anyway, you read it. You read the headline, not the whole story.
Do you have the headline? I do have the headline right here. Are you ready
Mitch,
for it?
Mitch, have you seen the headline?
It's a stunner. It's a stunner.
Oh, is it?
All right. In today's version of Louisville Athletics is a joke, QB transfers a month after joining program, football coach says they still need a QB, wide receiver, safety, and maybe a running back.
I'm laughing because, oh man, it's just, it's when Satterfield said that this morning, I go, oh no.
Yeah.
I go, oh no. And I was going to ask if it's fair criticism, but at this point, it doesn't even matter. Well, at this point, so let's play the sound. Yeah. We'll play this again in the 5 o'clock hour. Satterfield, obviously, with the you know, they still have a couple scholarships they can add. The quarterback room is light. We've heard about safety for months. Wide receiver, maybe a running. I mean, quit chortling because
I can't help it.
I know you can't help it.
I can't help it.
You guys are making me gonna put on for Sat here in a second. I mean, that's how
don't
I
worry,
feel.
I'll do that.
I'm sure you will.
All right, then it'll be 2-1.
Go ahead.
We're still looking for from other spots as well. You know, safety, wide receiver, maybe a running back. I mean, you know, we're an unprecedented time. You know, we talk about, you know, how we hadn't been around for a year and a half, but the way this portal thing is working and, you know, the one-time transfer rule, I mean, it is crazy out there right now. And I know everybody's been seeing the stories. I mean, Alabama had two of their running backs, you know, getting the portal within the last week. And two really good players.
He wants those guys.
You know, it's just it's a crazy time right now. And, you know, I think teams are able at this point to still – you know, help themselves maybe with some guys, but, you know, we're getting late in the game. And, you know, so we'll see how things work out. But I think, you know, once it's all said and done, when you get into July, I mean, you know, the moving around is going to be over. And it's going to be time to, you know, the players that you have, the ones that's been working their tails off all summer, that's the ones you're going to go with. And you go out and win some games with those guys.
Well, here's the thing that happened. Can you play just the beginning again? You know the part I'm talking about, the point that's you know, got tweeted and retweeted. Go ahead.
We're still looking for from other spots as well. You know, safety, wide receiver, maybe a running back. I mean, you know, we're an unprecedented.
All right, that's,
you know,
enough. Here's the problem, and this is what's going to kill you guys. Satterfield, they're not always talking about finding starters here.
Exactly.
So, okay, but hang on. So I agree with that. It's not taken out of context. It's kind of taken out of context. I can understand. I can understand both sides, which is so damn bad for sports radio.
Yeah.
I can understand Kentucky fans or other fans making fun of it. I want to be clear with that. Not talking about starters. The problem with it is, and it's going to kill you, Blankenbaker nuked Satterfield today.
Yeah, he did. I'm looking at that.
Because he tweeted out doing the right thing. You know, Satterfield's on 680, 93.9, tagging everybody. He's doing the right thing. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
But by doing the right thing, he kind of nukes Satterfield in an odd way because, yes, when it's June 9th and the coach who you just have Luke McCaffrey leave, who, again, I don't think is any good, okay, it says, oh, yeah, we're looking at it. We need a quarterback. We need a wide receiver. How about a safety? And while we're at it, I just throw in a running back. And so it sounds terrible. It sounds, you could take it. It reads worse than it sounds is the best way for me to put it. So I feel like I'm protecting Satterfield here, but I understand why it's funny. I understand why Strebel's over there snorting when that sound's being played.
I saw this take on Twitter. What's the difference between Satterfield saying that and then Chris Mack saying last week with Ennis that we're looking at the transfer portal to add another 4 or 5, you know, maybe, you know, use these last couple of scholarships?
Because that's one guy. Like, they're looking for a player.
You know how many people are on a football roster?
No, I agree with you.
He's talking about three scholarships.
But the Louisville basketball roster is perceived to be better than the football roster.
Yeah.
Would be part of that. I mean, I'm just trying. I'm with you. Well, here's the way I was going to go. Liam Cohen doesn't like his wide receivers. Kentucky needs, you know, a leader of a defense, a middle linebacker.
Right.
What's the difference?
Oh, because that's one position.
Well, it's two positions, and
but they're not actively searching.
Kentucky has a better roster.
They have a better roster, and they're actively searching for just one position. It's just linebacker, and they pretty much have that wrapped up. Jacquez Jones.
I mean,
your
head coach and offensive coordinator should always be looking to improve.
Okay, I agree with you. But doesn't it seem desperate that it's June? You had all this. The transfer portal didn't happen yesterday. The transfer portal has been going on for months. This didn't happen. This didn't just fall in Satterfield's lap. Like, oh Jesus! All right, I gotta get transfers.
Well, Luke McCaffrey did. Yeah.
They just had a quarterback who entered a transfer portal, and he just had a safety who just entered a transfer portal. They would replace those guys, I think, with the same position.
I agree, but even with Luke McCaffrey, you're telling me they couldn't have used another quarterback?
Well, I mean, we all agree with that.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, look, I get what you two are saying, but it looks and sounds terrible. You've had all this time, and you're looking at all these. It's not like one or two positions. It's five positions.
It's vital. It's all the offense. We need a quarterback. We need a wide receiver. We need a running back. Yeah,
right. I mean,
I don't get the running back thing. I feel like the running back rooms.
What do you have with blank cut? With blank,
I cut a longer clip.
All right, do you want to hear this?
I do want to read some of the tweets that were sent to Blankenbaker.
Absolutely.
After that tweet, he said
blank nuked Satterfield.
He did nuke them. These tweets are hilarious.
It needs to be said. Okay, so the running back thing was confusing because all I've heard is how they're going to run the football.
Right.
And maybe we can get some content from this. So go ahead. Let's hear it.
You know, he said running back. Andy texted me that earlier. And he just got done saying how great the running – they were running the ball yesterday or whatever day of practice he was talking about, that he loved their group of running backs, but still need to add one?
I heard that about a month ago when I asked about it. It was like, if we can find a stud, we're taking it.
Well, yeah, but how would a stud be available? Alabama transfers.
That's it. You know, and I'm sure they'll call him, but, I mean, you know, we'll see where they shake out here. But, like, they have Jalen Mitchell. They have Hassan Hall. They have Trevion Cooley. They have Greg DeRozier. I think together, those four guys are really solid. But, you know, if you can go and find a guy who can carry the load like Javian Hawkins did, like, they don't have a Hawkins. Like, Jalen Mitchell is a great hole finder, but he does not have that top-end speed that Javian Hawkins had. So I think he's going to be a good player. We're gonna have an offensive line. We're going to run the football. But if you can go find – like an elite back that's like leaving a program because he's second or third on the depth chart and he wants to be the number one, that's what they're looking for.
Good luck.
Blank nuked him again.
He said, well, they're going to go find an elite running back. Alabama just had a running back leave the team in the transfer portal. He ain't looking at Louisville, man. That's not where he's looking.
I don't even know who transferred from Alabama.
It's like two running backs transferred.
Well, I'm sure, but I don't even know who they are.
I don't know who they are either. But, I mean, if they were at Alabama and on their roster, they're probably really good.
I think Satterfield wants them.
He probably does.
And they're dang good players, too.
They're dang good football players. And maybe one of them do come to Louisville. But it's just, I mean, he nuked them again. They've got four running backs. We still need another one. That's not good for your running backs if you've got four on the roster.
Listen, I'm sorry. That Blank made it worse.
He did make it worse.
Wow, they can go get a stud.
Like Travis Etienne is just going to fall out of the sky and land in the middle of Cardinals Stadium. And I'm ready to play, coach. Suit me up. I'm 1,000-yard back, and I'm just here. This Satterfield pulled Patino. You know, we didn't have to recruit the kid. He just showed up. Didn't have to spend a dollar recruiting him. This stud just showed up.
Oh, Texter, how many elite running backs are third on a depth chart? It's another great point.
He's second or third. Oh, they're elite.
I'm tired.
Do you want me to read some of these tweets?
Of course.
All right. So,
by the way, 437-968.
So after Blankenbaker, you know, said that what Satterfield's looking for, here are some of the responses from Louisville fans. These aren't Starkey Kentucky fans. These are Louisville fans. Another bleep show season. Who will be the coach in 2022?
Oh, Lord.
Glad it's not anything important. Can't wait for the season. Thanks, Sheriff. Your hard work definitely doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, I'm kind of jealous now. I should have tweeted that out.
Yeah,
I could have got all the likes and retweets and been on Barstool and everything else and said it was the sheriff.
So they need an entire new team. LOL. When you hire a high school coach.
Oh, Lord heavens.
Not going to get skill players. These are Louisville fans. These aren't Kentucky fans. You can't blame me or Kentucky fans.
This just proves my take that there's the section of the fan base that just absolutely despises Satterfield and is just waiting for every opportunity to create his downfall. And that's what I just think is a little bit unfair.
I don't think
it is unfair, but I mean, that's,
I mean, not, wait, not, I mean, we're not, the rooting, the not
season,
the rooting
if
for
he
his...
sucks the season, then it's not unfair.
You know what I love? Mitch crapping on Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, I know. The
and
great.
Then, and, then, and then who is awesome?
Yeah.
Who might be historic? And you backing Satterfield. That charms me.
It's my brand.
But it makes no sense. It lacks all common sense, quite frankly.
I do love it. I mean, he just.
You guys have been so.
I mean, there's dudes that just hate this guy. Just absolutely. I can't believe it. Like,
he touched a nerve. He first, I'm telling you, Mitch, he touched a nerve with the fan base. They're sensitive. He touched a nerve, and there are people that will not forgive him.
Well, I agree with Strebel. I mean,
unless he wins.
My coach wanted to go somewhere else. I mean, you know how I feel on that.
Right.
Texas says, have they checked the Gold House? Texas says, UK has four quarterbacks, so they don't have any. I mean, that's a lock limb right there.
That is a lock limb.
I thought Louisville's running backs were good enough.
That's what I thought was the strength of the team. Yeah. Like them and this, like, I mean, even you've talked about it. The skill positions on Louisville, you know, the wide receivers, the running backs were seen as the strength of the team coming in.
No, you have Jalen Mitchell, who, like, surprised a lot of people last year when, you know, Javion Hawkins opted out. And you have Hassan Hall, who, if he's not fumbling the ball, is pretty damn good running back as well. And then Travion Cooley, who's a four-star.
Yeah, we'll see with Hassan Hall. I've been waiting. He has.
We've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he's got moments where he looks really good.
Yeah.
And then he has other moments that he doesn't. Texter says, here's Mitch. Here we go. Let's see here. Durs dude that just hate this guy. Texter says, a few bleeping tweets from some idiots, and that's how we all feel.
It wasn't just a few. But, no, I'm not saying it's all Louisville fans. I'm just pointing out the fact that when Mark Blankenbaker tweeted out Scott Satterfield's words, that's how they were perceived by a lot of people on Twitter.
I want to see these people in real life. I want to see these people in real life. Like, if these people are really that upset that Satterfield's the head coach, like, actually, like, go out. Like, when the football season starts, like, I want to see, like, some anger. Like, I want to see, like, people.
I think you will. If the season goes the way.
If the season's not good, that's exactly what's going to happen.
They're going to be a lot of angry people.
I'm talking about week one. Like, if you lose to Ole Miss, like, week one, I want people. Like, I want this.
That'll happen. If they lose to Ole Miss by more than a touchdown, what you're saying will happen.
I'm not.
If Lane Kiffin puts it on Satterfield that first game, oh, it's going to be
on. Yeah, but if they lose by 10, that's not putting it
on
him.
I'll say
if they lose more 56-21, you know.
Or let's say 14, let's say two touchdowns. What they lose, like 38-21 or something, you know, something like that, then yeah, they're going to get. I mean, I just know that I think there's Louisville. Mitch is right about this. There are Louisville fans that are ready to pounce on Satterfield, and if they lose week one in a not embarrassing fashion, but in a decisive way, then yeah, it's going to be all in.
Here's the problem. I feel like with in 437-9680, it's a take on ESPN Louisville. I feel like with Stoops, and you could even throw Cal in there, that it's pretty clear cut. Calipari needed a better staff, and he needed a couple older players, and he needed to go back to getting elite high school guys. That's why you bring in Orlando Antigua. That's why you bring in Chin Coleman.
Right.
With Stoops, he needed a new offense. He needed to find a quarterback. It was very clear what he was good at and what he's bad at. With Satterfield, my biggest question is, I don't know what the selling point is, and I don't know what he is.
Right.
I don't think he's as bad as what we saw last year, but I'm also not saying that an 8-win year was a big deal. Right.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an offensive coach, but he can't get a quarterback.
Right.
And we're in June, and we need wide receivers, and we need a running back.
Right.
And, like, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't think he's a dummy. I think he knows offense.
Sure.
But then why don't quarterbacks want to play for him? Right? And I don't understand that. I almost feel like there's part of me that feels like the defense might progress here.
Oh, yeah. The defense should be good.
They had good numbers last year offensively. But they also were down 21-0 in games, so you're running an offense. Some yards can be vanity yards. When you get down, you have an 80-yard drive, and boom, you fumble. You know what I mean? That's on the offense. Yes, you had 80 yards, but you fumbled, and you didn't score. And I just, It's not clear cut.
It's not.
Chris Mack, I think it was clear cut with him. He needed to get 3-point shooters. He needs to go up tempo.
Yep.
And he probably needed to change the staff. And he did those things, and I think that was rather clear. Now, I think they need more talent on the roster.
Sure.
But that's a time. But with Satterfield, out of all the local coaches, I feel like I don't know what his MO is totally, and I don't know who he is.
Locally, did anybody have a worse offseason than Satterfield?
Besides Dino Gaudio.
I'm not saying it's a terrible offseason, but when you have a coach in Dwayne Ledford that everybody loved and, you know, kind of liked more than Satterfield in some instances, leaves. Your Ponce de la Ponce leaves. You can't get a quarterback to commit. You can't get a quarterback to stay. You're coming on the radio and saying, I need all these positions where you had months to work in the transfer portal. I mean, he didn't have a very good offseason. He didn't hire an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
I think there's a bunch of Louisville fans that agree with you. There's a bunch of Louisville fans, though, that probably feel more like Mitch. And then there's a bunch of Louisville fans who are just like, I don't know what to feel.
Right.
And coming on the radio, that's how I feel. I'm in the middle where I don't think he's a bum. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's right now has proven to be the guy. To be sports radio.
Right.
And I want to say, okay, the guy knows offense, but the quarterback position worries me.
It's very important.
And so I'm very stuck on him, whereas it's very clear cut with Stoops and very clear cut with Cal and Mac, what they are, what they aren't, and what they need help with.
Sure.
Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe, you know, the guy, Coach Coop,
I think it's pretty,
over the weekend, within the last few months, maybe that helps. But I just don't know.
I think with Satterfield, there's one thing clear-cut with Satterfield, and it was the same thing with Stoops. Quarterback. I mean, that's a clear-cut thing with Satterfield that he has not been proven to do yet is get a quarterback and bring him along.
While I agree with that, with Stoops, we knew what he was good at. Offensive line,
running,
getting value on defense,
right.
Recruiting in a few different places. If I said to you guys right now, Scott Satterfield's recruiting base is where?
North Carolina.
I just
know that he pulled a lot of stuff.
What's his offensive philosophy? Are people happy with his offensive philosophy?
Feels like he wants to run the football.
But I ask that because it's not clear cut.
It's not.
With Kentucky, you knew what Mark Stoops wanted.
Right.
His teams, whether you like it or not, they played like he wanted to play.
How many years did it take to figure that out, though, for Stoops?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Kentucky's recruiting base is in Ohio. How long did it take for
that
was pretty
clear cut.
That was
immediately that he wanted the state of Kentucky and then he wanted Ohio. The state of Kentucky, he went after Jason Hatcher and Ryan Timmons, you know, off there. But he got both those guys to commit boom, boom, his first offseason as Kentucky's coach, and then Ohio guys.
Let's take a break. On the other end, I want to keep this conversation going. More Luke Murray. Luke Murray. Yes. We talk about Luke Murray and UConn basketball next. All right, guys. After that segment, Strebel doesn't need the Hightower Men's Clinic, but you may. And if you do, the phone number 690-2800 and the website's hightowermens.com. It's serious, guys. You don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you. They've been helping guys for decades in this area. Better performance, improved confidence. They'll get you ready to go. It's all FDA approved. And find out more right now about their pulse wave therapy. No drugs, no needles. All natural, non-invasive. Have them help you today. Get that life back you deserve and do so with the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800. Schedule that free consultation or check out the website, what they can offer, patient reviews, and they'll lead you through the process. HightowerMens.com. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800 or HightowerMens.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.